The first pillar of the good goodbye approach is acceptance. And this is a juicy one because when it comes to acceptance, we often think that that's the ultimate destination that we're trying to get to when we come to the end of a relationship. That if we accept it, then we are at peace with it. We don't have any emotions around it. We are resolved or we condone whatever happened. And this is so far from the truth. Rather than seeing acceptance as a final destination that you're getting to, I want us to start with acceptance, because when we can accept and recognize what has changed in a relationship without trying to go back in time and fix things or make them different, that's when we can free ourselves up to use our energy in the direction of what we most desire. This is the definition that I use of acceptance: recognizing what's in front of you without trying to change it, and using our awareness to identify what we feel ready to release and what we still are needing to tend to emotionally. Let me give you an example. If I am coming to terms with the end of a friendship, and I'm using the good goodbye ritual to be able to let go of any energetic buildup or frustration or pent up sadness, one thing that's going to help me is to look at the relationship through the lens of change and to simply ask myself, what has changed in this relationship that I can accept right now? When we come from that perspective, we give ourselves a compassionate way to not feel like we have to be completely resolved, but rather we're just recognizing what's in front of us as it is without trying to change it. For example, you might have been hurt by the other person's actions and feel like they don't care about you or that they were insensitive. And if you hold on to the ways that they treated you and aren't okay with accepting that it happened, you might be replaying things in your head over and over again of how things should have been. You might be thinking about what they did wrong or how they couldn't see the ways that they were being insensitive. You might be playing out a dialogue in your head as to what you would say to them to correct their ways. But all of this keeps you stuck in the past, because the reality is what's happened already happened. So by recognizing what's changed without trying to go back in time to fix it or remedy it, you are accepting what's in front of you as it is. And this kind of intention allows you to be very conscious of what energetic baggage you leave behind in the past and what kind of new energy you foster into this new threshold of expansion. So today we're going to be working with both of these energies, identifying what is still hard for you to let go of, but also, how do we release that energetic buildup that you are so ready to part ways with? So by using the definition that I've created, how do we recognize what's in front of us without trying to change it? We want to recognize what we feel complete around, what we feel ready to release, but also we want to recognize where we're currently at and where we might be struggling. So for this exercise, what I want you to do is pull out a blank piece of paper. And on that piece of paper, I want you to draw a tree. And you're going to be drawing branches off of this tree. This tree represents the relationship that you're wanting to part ways with. Each of these branches is going to represent a grievance that you have around the relationship, something that you still aren't okay with. Maybe something that hurt you or that you're angry about or that you feel sorrow around. This exercise I call the fault tree. And this is an opportunity for you to feel the freedom of going into those places of your heart that still feel unresolved. And by listing out the things that hurt you, the things that upset you, the things that you wished would have been different, you can take inventory of what you still need to tend to emotionally. So pause this recording to pull out a piece of blank paper, draw a tree in the middle of it, and then several branches, and on each branch, name a grievance, a fault, an unresolved area that you have around the relationship. For example, one of the branches I might label, I'm upset, friend, that you didn't care about this relationship as much as I did. Another branch might be, I'm tired of friendships that feel like a struggle. So take 5 minutes to reflect on any grievances that you have around this relationship. Write them out on this piece of paper around the fault tree. And when you're done, come back to this recording. Okay, welcome back. At this point, you have taken a deep dive into recognizing what's in front of you without trying to change it. Today's ritual is going to allow you to soften into those parts of your heart that don't feel resolved. And as you let go of the things that you accept and are ready to release, you will make more room to devote to those areas that need more tending to. So at this point, take a few minutes to reflect on how you're feeling. What is it like for you to be aware of what you're ready to accept and let go of, and what you're still having a hard time accepting? If you need, take some time to write your reflections in your journal so that you can memorialize anything that's coming up for you. And when you're ready, complete the exercise that you'll find on the Good Goodbye Ritual page, and then move on to the next set of instructions.